Hey there, Paisani. This is John Viola, moderator of the Italian-American Podcast. We're taking a hiatus from new shows this week, but we wanted to give you, our loyal listeners, some insight into why and what's coming down the pipe in the next few weeks. As our longtime listeners know, the five of us work really, really hard to keep this platform entertaining, educational, and quite frankly, a little bit escapist. We want to provide a venue for Italian-Americans of all types and opinions to join together and celebrate and explore our unique Italian-American experience. But over time, as the platform continues to grow, it's hard for us to ignore the fact that the Italian-American Podcast has also become a point of reference in the 21st century life of the Italian-American community. And sometimes issues arise that Italian-Americans don't all agree on, but they mean a great deal to the future of our community. And so the five of us have spent a lot of time, a lot of conversation, and a lot of reflection recently working on how we can serve the role of community thought leaders while still leaving our show and its platform one that welcomes Italian-Americans of all types and all beliefs. Obviously, one issue as of late has created questions around Italian-American identity above all others, and that's the legacy of Christopher Columbus and our community's long association with the man and his history. So we've decided that, frankly, we can't just ignore something that doesn't feel good because it's safe. So over the next few weeks, spread throughout our normal shows, we're going to be doing some special episodes called Conversations on Columbus. Our goal is to bring objectivity to the conversation above all else and to engage with people, both Italian-American and non-Italian-American, of varied opinions, to give our listeners access to a more nuanced and in-depth exploration and discussion than most of you will get from mainstream press. Because really, this conversation concerns our community more intimately than most, and we felt that while it's easy to avoid the topic, it's a failure on our part if we really are going to make the effort to serve all Italian-Americans and the Italian-American community. So, first and foremost, we're going to be doing some shows with Italian-Americans who are most vocal in the public dialogue, and we're going to be speaking with those on both sides of this debate. And then we want to engage with Americans of other ethnic backgrounds on the topic as well. We're not looking to tell anyone how to think or feel. We're just trying to provide you with the depth that this conversation deserves. Now, we're well aware that people and times are extremely sensitive. So we're appealing to you to listen to both sides of the conversation with the same respect that we're trying to bring to the exercise. If you have thoughts or questions for either side, please find us on social media, write to us, submit your questions or thoughts, share articles and thinkers that you think might be important for us to cover, unique voices or news that we might want to address. While you're on there, there's also a new survey being developed that asks questions about Columbus and his identity and our community's attachment to it. Take the time and fill it out. That means a great deal for everybody involved to understand if there is an Italian-American community voice on this, where it falls. So we hope you'll take this week with no show to really gather your thoughts and feelings and decide where you are on this issue and what kind of things you'd like to hear and what kind of questions you'd like to have asked, and reach out to us. Please don't hesitate. Please let our voices represent your voice as best we can. In times where people aren't really listening to one another and aren't comfortable having conversations, let's do our best to have our Italian-American community serve as an example of a community that will listen, that will engage, that will understand that we're all in this together. So we hope you'll enjoy what comes out and engage the platform with objectivity, openness, and a sense of safety that should come from a conversation inside this extended Italian-American family. So thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week to bring you our first conversation on Columbus.